This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't worry, we will be back tomorrow. We're going to make fun of Whoopi Goldberg and Hillary and talk about communism here in a minute. Rear Admiral Buttigieg is in the news, RFK in the news, all kinds of things to get to. Still have to get to this thing about the chaplains not being allowed to talk about God and much, much more, but let's do this really quickly. Remember that poll we cited? It was a couple days ago. I forget exactly. It was Quinnipiac. It was a Quinnipiac poll. And we were talking about, it was a poll asking each side what your most important issues were. And for the GOP, it was the border and the economy, I think it was. But for Democrats, it was two things that didn't even really exist. It was illegal immigration and defending democracy. It was climate change and defending democracy. Not illegal immigration. Climate change and defending democracy. And we were making fun of them in this world of make-believe in which they live. There are tangible things. I can't afford eggs. I can't afford to buy a house. I'm poorer today than I was before. And then there are things that you can't necessarily quantify. Defending democracy. I can't. What does that mean? What does it mean? A man-made climate change. What? Things that don't even really exist. Well, the communists, they try to shame, and they're effective at this a lot of times. They try to shame you for caring about the tangible things. You see, you remember the Plato's cave thing we did. Believe me, I'm not going to go into the whole thing again. Just the little recap on it is, and it's much more complicated than this, people live their whole lives chained in a cave. They can only face the wall of the cave. They have a distorted view of reality because the fire is behind them, so all they see is shadows. But then one person eventually gets out and he sees all, there's a whole new world of color and bright and light and smells and beautiful things out there. And he comes back in to get them out, and they don't want to leave. In fact, they get angry with him. Why are you trying to take us out? The communist lives in a world of make-believe. The communist constructs this world constantly, this world of make-believe. The elite communists know it's a world of make-believe, but they also know, remember the morons, they know the morons have to continue to believe. And the communist gets furious. You want to see an angry communist? You will never see a communist angrier than this. When someone tries to step out of that world. Any attempt made to step out of the world of make-believe will push the communist into blind rage because he understands morons staying in that world of make-believe is the only chance he has at getting power, keeping power, using power. You want to hear an amazing example of this? I don't need to tell you that you're poorer today than you were before. Inflation has already told you that. You don't need some stupid radio host to tell you that. Everyone knows. Everyone knows. The average American, the normal American, they are poorer now. And they're getting poorer as inflation goes up. What that means? Fewer vacations. Fewer trips out to eat. Maybe a vacation's a pipe dream you can't even think about. Maybe you're on your third job trying to make ends meet. Maybe you've had to cut cell phone lines from the house, cut cable. Maybe you're coupon clipping now where you never did before. The normal American, no matter which way you slice it, is watching his standard of living go down and down and down. And he's getting angry. And he's starting to assign blame, starting to blame Biden, blame Democrats. Whoopi Goldberg is worth $60 million. I want you to listen to what she thinks about that.
We were not in this insanity of trying to figure out why
our history is no longer welcome in the educational system. Women were realizing something was happening. If you were coming from another country, if you were coming to this country to find a better life, you were not welcome. Listen, it wasn't a good time for lots of people.
Yeah.
And all you have to do to ask, are we better off than we were? Ask the thousands of people who are no longer here. That's how you know if we're better off. Ask their families, are they better off without their loved ones? What a stupid question. It's a stupid question and disrespectful to the American people, in my opinion.
Now, I'm going to play that for you again because I know you're going through exactly what I'm going through right now. What? You're confused, aren't you? What's she even talking about? Who died? Who couldn't come here? I don't understand, but you heard how she capped it off. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? It's the ultimate question. That question gets rolled out every election cycle where the economy's bad and people are feeling pain. Whoever's challenging the sitting president, they will ask that question, and it's been extremely effective over the years. Whoopi Goldberg is very angry they're asking that question. Why would she be angry? It's such a basic question. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Why would that make her angry? Because if you start dealing with things like dollars and cents, your power bill, mom's health care, basic things that normal people talk about, that normal people deal with, if you start focusing on real life, well, what you're doing is you're inching dangerously close to stepping out of that world of make-believe. The world of make-believe Whoopi Goldberg desperately needs you to stay inside of. That way she and her dirtball commie friends can get more power and keep power forever. So you can't be worried. I don't want to hear about your stupid bills and your life. Don't you know that somewhere people died and we don't even know what she's talking about? Just know it's really important. People died, guys.
We were not in this insanity of trying to figure out why our history is no longer welcome in the educational system.
What history? Who's she? What's she talking about? No one knows.
Women were realizing something was happening. If you were coming from another country, if you were coming to this country to find a better life, you were not welcome. Listen, it wasn't a good time for lots of people.
Yeah.
And all you have to do to ask.
Don't you understand? You're worried about your grocery bill? Don't you understand how much America sucks? You're worried about your life, your children, your wife, your husband, your mom? Don't you understand we have to burn this place down?
Are we better off than we were? Ask the thousands of people who are no longer here. That's how you know if we're better off. Ask their families, are they better off without their loved ones? What a stupid question. It's a stupid question and disrespectful to the American people, in my opinion.
You see, you worrying about your problems, you're holding back the communist. If you keep noticing these problems he's bringing you, well, you run the risk of stepping out of the world of make-believe he needs you to stay in. Don't you understand he needs to burn this place down? Hillary tried to take the same thing. You're going to hear a lot of this year. Why would I vote for Joe Biden over Donald Trump? Well, I mean, he's compassionate.
What do you say to voters who are upset that those are the two choices?
Get over yourself. Those are the two choices.
Yeah, I love that.
Right? And it's kind of like one is old and effective and compassionate, has a heart and really cares about people. And one is old and has been charged with 91 felonies. I don't understand why this is even a hard choice, really.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But we have to go through the election, and hopefully people will realize what's at stake, because it's an existential question. What kind of country we're going to have, what kind of democracy we're going to have.
Democrats live in a world of make-believe. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, she feels as if she's in, well, she just used that word, existential. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, no, she's not going to vote against Joe Biden. Well, she does. She knows gas prices are high. She understands that she can hardly afford her anti-anxiety medication anymore. She understands all that, but she has to defend democracy. Okay, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Defend democracy? I don't want to hear it, Hitler. These people live in that world. They don't want to leave that world. And if you try to step out of that world, you are going to get a nasty reaction, let alone trying to pull them out of that world. No, no, sir. All right. Speaking of that world, before we get to the other things, let's talk about what's happening with our chaplains. My word. Now, I mentioned earlier that families are having to cut cell lines. That's a fact. Families are cutting cell lines. Sorry, Junior, no more phone for you. Sorry, one phone is a family. Maybe before you cut that cell line, maybe get a hold of Pure Talk first. I have four cell lines in my house. Our bill for a family of four got cut in half when we switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk. In half. Pure Talk is a lot more than just the patriotic cell phone company that shares our values. You save a fortune. They don't have stores, these stores on every single corner. Who do you think pays for that T-Mobile store on every corner? You do. How does Pure Talk save you so much money with the same service, same phone, same? How do they do that? Well, they got rid of the store and save you money. The money goes in your pocket. Before you cut a line, switch to Pure Talk. If you switch today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, and switch to Pure Talk. That's where you save some money. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Speaking of starting the fire, we're going to play a little communist at the UN. Some climate advisor? This is going to get real revealing. Every now and then, these dirty commies, they get in their dirty commie conferences and they get so comfortable because all the questions are from commies, all their fellow attendees are commies, and they get a little honest. We'll play that for you in a moment, but I just want to address this really quickly. Chaplains in the military are an awesome thing. I will tell you, I remember like it was yesterday. I remember the final church service I attended, courtesy of our chaplain in Kuwait, before we kicked off and headed into Iraq. I remember what he looked like. I remember what the sermon was about. I remember the tent. That is how important chaplains are. You can go look it up now. Go look at religious services being conducted on ships before, you know, the Pacific War. Go look at the role these men, these religious leaders in the military, have played in people's lives. Today, did you know that chaplains are being discouraged from discussing their faith in certain cases? Did you know that? The whole point of the chaplain is their faith. 38 chaplains are currently asking the Supreme Court to stop military retaliation against them. All ties back to the COVID vaccine and everything else. We now have chaplains begging the Supreme Court to practice their religion. That's where we are. Pretty sobering, isn't it? And that actually leads me to this. This one's courtesy of the Daily Signal. All for nothing. That's the quote. Ex-Border Patrol agent laments 31 years of service undone by open borders. I want to tell that guy the same thing I've been telling all the vets who are suffering right now as you watch your country go insane. These people crapping on your country doesn't change your service, doesn't belittle what you did. You maintained and protected a great nation for a very, very, very long time, and we are all grateful for what you did. Just because a bunch of demonic communists have taken it over now, that don't mean it was always that way, and that doesn't mean it was all for naught. All right? All right. Speaking of that climate communist, her name is Ayesha. I can't say it. I don't know. It doesn't sound American. Here she was.
The climate crisis is...
By the way, remember that guy? I can't remember his name. Hey, Chris, maybe you can help me come up with this guy's name. What, Chris? You don't know what I'm going to say. Remember that guy on the radio years ago who told you all this stuff? The climate change stuff, the whitey people are evil stuff, the feminism stuff, the civil rights stuff, that it's all just communism rebranded. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's communism rebranded. We have different sets of malcontents, so the communists just adjusted their branding here. Chris, what was that guy's name? What was his name? You know what? No, it wasn't Tucker Carlson, Chris. Although Tucker did say it too, but it was me. Anyway, I want you to listen to them.
And it's not just man-made, it's white man-made. It is the result of capitalism.
I'll let her start again because the audio is bad. Just know, climate crisis is man-made. But hold on, whoa, not all men. It's white man-made. And of course, it's a result of capitalism.
The climate crisis is man-made. And it's not just man-made, it's white man-made. It is the result of capitalism, years of colonialism, years of racial oppression. And so, if you want to get involved, the way that we save our planet is when we protect the most vulnerable communities among us. And this includes...
Wow. Whoever that was on the radio, warning everybody... What, Chris? Warning everybody that this is all just communism? And I remember all those people who used to call him such a nutcase and he's being over the top. Whoever that guy was, wherever he may be, pretty smart dude. Pretty smart dude. And yes, I hate to stand with that lady on anything, but we do need to stand firmly against cultural appropriation. Jesse, why do you have a Mexican sombrero hat hanging on your wall? Because I think it's funny. That's why. Because years ago on the show... one of my new nicknames was Sombrero Jesse. That was based off of the criminal mentor of Billy the Kid. His name was Sombrero Jack. And so I decided to become Sombrero Jesse. And that's why we play only mariachi music on Cinco de Mayo. And that's why we play the Frito Bandito.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito, hey, I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
By the way, in case you're wondering how he's watching, remember, you can watch me do the radio show. What an honor that would be for you. You can, what, Chris? You can watch it on the First TV. The First TV has a simulcast of the show. Let me just tell you, you thought it was great listening to me. Wait till you get the privilege of watching me do this. All right, quit. I owe you a bunch of emails and other things, and I'm behind on stuff, so hang on, we'll get to it.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
it's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You want an eye popper here? Here's an eye popper for you. This is courtesy of Wall Street Silver. Mandatory spending in the U.S. budget, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, was $3.742 trillion in 2023. All government revenues were $4.439 trillion in 2023. Okay, so stop. All the money government brought in, $4.4 million. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid took $3.7 trillion of it. Sorry, 4.4 trillion, 3.7 trillion. Mandatory spending was 84% of all tax revenue, meaning everything else in the budget, like defense, interest on the debt, which we already learned yesterday is well over $1 trillion, and everything else is mostly borrowed money. This is why the debt is growing at $3 trillion a year. I'm telling you, the train is coming. No one wants to stop it. All you can do is make preparations. Clearly, Republicans won't stop it. Democrats won't stop it. They're all just going to keep going and going and going until there ain't no money left. But don't worry. They'll get you some money to Ukraine.
What's your mindset now when your feet hit the floor in the morning when you wake up?
Well, first, let me just say, served longer as leader than anybody in American history, 18 years. So look, but I'm not leaving the Senate, and I'm particularly involved in fighting back against the isolationist movement in my own party and some in the other as well. And the symbol of that lately is, are we going to help Ukraine or not? And I think it's
Mitch McConnell's 8,000 years old, wealthy beyond belief, and the swamp rat's hanging on for just a couple extra days so he can steal a little bit more of your money and hand it to the Ukrainians before the music stops and this whole thing starts coming down around us. That's how evil these people are. Oh, I have some good news, though, before we get to emails. We've been wondering for the longest time, who would RFK Jr. hurt more in a presidential run? He's running as an independent. Who does he take more votes away from, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? And it hasn't really been apparent who. I'll tell you this, though. If RFK keeps going on TV and doing appearances like this, it's pretty obvious who he's going to hurt more.
But do you really believe that? When people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that that is an equal
evil to Biden? I mean, listen, I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court. It shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history, used the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents for political reasons. He's weaponizing the federal agencies. Those are really critical threats
Donald
to democracy.
Trump, of course.
Yeah. Old RFK Jr., he better get himself his own security. I'm telling you right now, I mean, he is a Kennedy. Jesse, why do you think cheese tastes better when melted? Well, it's, listen, why is celery gross? Celery shouldn't be gross because celery's kind of flavorless. It doesn't really taste like much of anything, right? But celery, as you know, you're an adult. You know celery is disgusting. I remember my mom, she used to try to get me to eat vegetables when I was a kid. And so she would make for me, she'd get these celery sticks and she would fill them up full of peanut butter. Remember, I'm a peanut butter freak. For me, peanut butter is superior to chocolate. It's superior to everything. I walk around the house to this day just eating spoonfuls of the stuff. So she'd give me these celery sticks and she'd fill them up with peanut butter because she knew I love peanut butter so much. And she'd get so mad when she came back later and she looked in the trash can and she found there were a bunch of celery sticks in there and I licked all the peanut butter out of them because celery's disgusting, Mom. Anyway, but why is celery disgusting? It's not the flavor. It doesn't really taste like anything. It's the texture. That's really the problem with most vegetables. Why are beans gross? All beans are gross. Everyone knows that. Beans are disgusting, except refried beans aren't. Now, why is that? Why is it that refried beans are yummy? I hate to rub my culture in your face. But refried beans are delicious. Why are all other beans gross? It's not the taste. Sure, the taste is fine. It's the texture, that mushy texture. Dear Jesse the Vest Kelly, I was listening to how you're doing less traveling and doing other shows, doing fewer other shows, he's saying. I found your show listening to the Will Cow Majority when you were hawking your book, which I read in audiobook form, right, Chris? No, that doesn't count. Anyway, I listen to you every morning on Spotify, then Andrew. My point is, doing other shows helps your show get to people who are looking for great talk radio shows. His name is Chuck. No, listen, it's not that I refuse to do other shows. We're going on another couple shows this week. I did Tucker's show last week. It's not that I don't do other shows for that reason. One, I have other friends, like Tucker's a friend. So when Tucker texts me and says, hey, you want to come on and talk about this? Look, if I texted him right now and asked him to come on, he would. So one, I'm going to say yes to a friend if I can, if time allows. Two, I understand that it does help promote the show. And it's not that I'm against promoting the show. I love promoting the show. It's just, maybe I'm just getting old. Even travel. You know, when I was younger, I used to live for travel. And I still enjoy travel. I want to see history stuff. So I love going around and seeing this history thing and that history thing. So I like that aspect of it. But when I was younger, if you had asked me, I would have told you I wanted to be one of these businessmen who travels like 250 days of the year. Just put me on a plane. I want to live in hotels. I'm always eating out. Isn't that fun? And I'm seeing something new. Maybe it's just an age thing. I miss my bed. I miss my shower. More specifically, I miss my family when I'm gone. I don't take them with me. I can't yank the kids out of school and stuff like that. Oh, I forgot to tell you about that. Chris, I forgot to tell you about this. I might as well get this off my chest. So I already explained to everybody that I'm not getting distracted, Chris. I already explained to everybody that I'm going to the Republican convention this year. iHeart is setting up some booth there. I don't know. Apparently, they're going to have some big setup there. Clay and Buck are going to be there, and I'm going to be there, and we're going to go do the show from the convention. Don't worry. Pause for a second. Don't worry. I'm not going to have a bunch of boring dork congressmen and senators on the show who don't have anything to say. I already told them I'm not doing that. So if I have a friend or someone interesting, I'll have them on, but don't think you're going to have a crappy show that week, all right? That's one. But two, I didn't care because it was in Milwaukee, and Milwaukee's fun. Clay and Buck will be there. That'll be fun. We'll go hang out. But I was going to bring my youngest with me. My oldest had a sport thing. I won't go into it. But my youngest, he was free. Yeah, I think it's in July. It was in July. And we were going to hang for a few days. The wife torpedoed the whole thing. I had to get final confirmation on whether my son was coming or not. And because she wanted to hang out with him instead, she told him it was going to be boring. And so he told me no. And so I already told corporate that I wasn't bringing my son. And I got home and I said, why aren't you coming? I thought you were going to come. He said, well, Mom said it's going to be terrible. And I looked over at her and she's giving me this evil smirk like, yeah, I got you. That was wrong. All right, quit. We still have another segment left. We have to talk about a $20 minimum wage. We have to talk about your pain. Not your emotional pain. I can't do anything about that. Let's talk about the nagging aches and pains that come with age, with life. Look, I have a hamstring that I tweaked last July. If I don't take Relief Factor every single day, if I take a day from Relief Factor, my hamstring will get tight and bothersome, and I will be limping by the afternoon. That's a fact. What is Relief Factor? It's drug-free, all natural ingredients. It helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. You have back pain, neck pain, foot pain, hamstring pain, joints, muscles. Go buy a three-week quick start kit of Relief Factor. Take it for 3 weeks. Tell me about your pain. You'll call and order more. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. Shoot us an email if you want about whatever you want. Love, hate, death threats. Shoot those to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Remember that talk we had earlier in the show about the four different kinds of people in our society? Elites, cowards, good people, and morons. Let's have a talk about the elites and the morons again, shall we? The elites lie to the morons, and they lie to the morons, and they lie to the morons, and the morons believe the lies, and believe the lies, and believe the lies. And in the end, the morons end up hurting themselves by believing the lies of the elites. Well, listen to this wonderful little story. Man, it's tough being a moron.
It's one of the highest minimum wages in the country, and the first time state lawmakers have mandated a minimum wage for just one industry. Supporters say it's time for the billion-dollar corporations to pay a living wage. But many franchise owners, like Jessica Diambra, who runs 11 McDonald's around L.A., say the law puts an unfair strain on their businesses already operating on slim margins.
Do you feel targeted that it's specifically for fast food?
Yes, and I think people just don't realize that. They see this big McDonald's brand and just think, oh, they've got all the money in the world, and it's just that's not at all how it is.
McDonald's, Chipotle, and Starbucks already saying they plan to raise prices to offset the rising labor costs. Pizza Hut preemptively laid off 1,200 delivery drivers like Michael Ojeda.
I was very frustrated. A lot of us got our jobs taken from us.
He was let go after 8 years.
Well, what's the point of the raise if you don't have a job anymore?
Ah, what's the point indeed? Once again, the elites push for a $20 minimum raise. They tell the street animals on the bottom, hey, you need $20. Don't you want $20? The billionaire gets $20. He gets $20 million. Don't you think you should have $20? I think you should have $20. And the morons never put two and two together that job goes bye-bye when you cost more than you're worth. You know, the number one rule of employment we talk about all the time. What is it? Everyone knows it by now. Make sure your talent outweighs your baggage. Guess what? Your salary, your hourly wage, it counts as baggage. Your employer doesn't want to pay you. He pays you because he has to, right? He pays you because you provide value, and he knows he has to pay you or you'll go somewhere else. But if he's forced by the law to pay you more than you're worth, well, your job goes bye-bye. Your baggage all of a sudden outweighed your talent. It wasn't even your fault. But hey, keep voting Democrat. Let me know how that works out for you. Oh, speaking of Democrats here, did you hear the Rear Admiral lying through his teeth? Oh, I don't know if I'm going to run for president again, guys.
I sincerely don't know whether I will run for elected office of any kind again. What I do know is that I've been asked to take on...
Everyone knows why the Rear Admiral's even transportation secretary. Why? Let's walk down memory lane, kids. Why is Rear Admiral Buttigieg transportation secretary? He was a former mayor and not a very good one in South Bend, Indiana. So how did he end up as transportation secretary? Because he has so much naked ambition that he tried to become president. He did so poorly in the black community because he's gay that he decided he had to do black outreach, and he was in such a state of desperation that he decided to drink a 40 out of a brown paper bag on HBO for black outreach. I'm not making that up. That's how ambitious this human being is. And then he dropped out of the presidential race right when everyone else did. Oh, gee, I can't imagine why. And he shows up as transportation secretary. Of course the rear admiral's going to run for president again. Everyone knows. You can hear it in his voice right here.
Why are you gay?
Oh, wait, that was the wrong one. Anyway, that reminds me. Gentlemen, you don't want to turn into a woman, do you? How are your testosterone levels? How are your T levels, gentlemen? They're low. Let me clue you in. I know that because America's are low. They're half of what they were 50 years ago. Half. That is, look, we could set aside the border and taxes and spending and everything else. That'll end our country if we don't reverse that trend. We just won't even make enough kids. We won't have the brain strength to keep going. That's why Chalk is here. Natural herbal supplements. It's not just their amazing pre-workout Chad mode. It's not just their powder you pour in your smoothie in the morning, chocolate powder. Female vitality stacks for the ladies. Male vitality stacks for the men. You want to be full of pep, full of energy, even at the end of the day, just like you were at 10 a.m.? You want to feel that way at 6 in the evening? Chalk is your route to do that, naturally. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Speaking of the Rear Admiral, just like Whoopi, talking down to all of us again.
EV sales are nowhere near what this president wanted or expected, yet the administration continues to shove them down consumers' throats. Why?
Well, let's be clear. Consumers have wanted and purchased more EVs every single year than the year before. Let's be clear that the automotive sector is moving toward EVs, and we can't pretend otherwise. Sometimes when these debates happen, I feel like it's the early 2000s, and I'm talking to some people who think that we can just have landline phones forever.
You stupid person. You want your gas-powered car. Don't you want to have to wait in line for a half hour every 250 miles to plug in your car to make sure you can go another 250? But for these people, they can't help but talk down to us. They just, it's in them, man.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
New York judge says FDNY booing of Letitia James's pro-Trump chants is not about politics. It has to do with race. It is wild to think how many people have reached the highest levels of society using the race card. And then when they get there, it's all they have left. There is nothing else. She's pulled that card out her whole life. She doesn't know anything else. FBI violated American citizens' Fourth Amendment rights 278,000 times. The Bureau is blasted over an attempt to put a gloss on Section 702. This is according to Mike Lee, and obviously it's a write-up by The Blaze. The FBI cannot continue to exist in any form. It has to be defunded. All the agents have to be fired. Many of them have to be arrested and imprisoned. You can have a free country, or you can have a secret state police agency. What you cannot have is both of those things. Cafeteria Catholic, Washington Archbishop criticizes Biden, says he uses abortion as a political pawn. Man, it is nice when you see religious leaders with some actual guts. Most work is new work, long study of U.S. Census data shows. Yeah, most work is illegal work and government work. They're handing it all to their friends. Anyway, we're out of time. We'll do this again tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.